Now, back to Rick Preuss and Lee Cohen, two guys who always tear up at the end of Finding Nemo.
You're listening to the Mid-Michigan Pet Expert Talk Show, only on More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS. Someone
reached in and grabbed it. We're back here with the Mid-Michigan Pet Expert Talk Show. And Rick, we have with us as a guest in the studio for this segment, Janice Milligan, the owner of Doggy Daycare and Spa in Lansing. Welcome to the show, Janice.
Thanks, Lee.
Oh, it's our pleasure to have you. Janice, can you explain to our listeners who may not be familiar with Doggy Daycare exactly what it is that you do?
Oh, I certainly can. Doggy Daycare and Spa offers three services. We offer cageless daycare for dogs who are able to socialize and interact with other dogs. We also offer boarding services for dogs that are able to come to daycare. And then we offer grooming services.
Interesting. And the thing that intrigued us as we were talking about having you on the show is the issue that when dogs come to your place, instead of being in their own little separate compartments, the dogs are all together. And what a great socializing opportunity that is, because that's a key part of being able to control your dogs.
Yeah, It's unique in the fact that we do have a 4,000 square foot indoor dog gymnasium where the dogs get to interact and socialize and play with one another. Because it is cageless, we do have requirements everyone has to meet in order to come.
Sure.
And we
sure.
do have an enrollment process that everyone has to go through.
It's kind of like going to the ideal preschool you're interviewing for, and only certain ones get to go.
You know, I've actually had several clients refer to it in that same, in that same way.
Yeah, and so they feel privileged to be able to be part of this because they have that cooperative dog that can be part of the game.
It becomes almost like an elite group or a membership, I guess. But, you know, we do have all kinds of dogs that come.
Yep.
The thing that's nice about it, though, is all the dogs that come there have to be nice. They can't be aggressive towards other dogs or towards people. So we don't have to worry about, any dogs getting into fights or anything like that.
Sure, and it makes a lot of sense. I mean, if I own a dog that's a very social animal and can interact with others, I take it to the dog park, it plays friendly, it's doing well, it doesn't have to be all day long in a cage.
Right.
It doesn't have to be that way. And yet, at the same time, if I'm working all day long, and I definitely work all day long, there's just no reason why you wouldn't want to have that dog in an environment where it's interacting with other like-minded individuals, which happen to be dogs.
Exactly.
And you were mentioning that just these dogs get used to this whole practice. They actually wait to come to your...
They certainly do. Most of the dogs that come and attend daycare regularly come like once or twice a week.
Okay.
And they get so they are on a schedule and they know when it's their daycare day. They're not asking to go every day, but maybe they come on Tuesdays and Thursdays.
And do they seem to know when Tuesday and Thursday comes?
They certainly do.
They understand the seven-day week?
They do. I believe that dogs have clocks in them. I've had a client before say that their dog came every Wednesday, and his dog would wake him up at 5 o'clock on Wednesday mornings, and he'd always have to tell his dog, I'm sorry, they're not even open yet. Because we don't open until 7, so you have to wait a couple more hours. But they know when it's daycare day. They act differently.
So how is it different than a park? And how is it different than a caged, daycare place?
Sure. Well, we don't separate the dogs based on size or breed or anything. We have all the dogs together. And the reason we have all the dogs together is, one, we have lots of room. I mean, our gymnasium area is huge.
Yeah, it
so it's going to be different than some of the other places in town, the fact that we don't separate, because we don't have to worry about the dogs not getting along.
Okay.
Because of our screening process. And we do supervise the dogs at all times, so we're not just... letting them run wild and not know what's going on with them. They're always supervised at all times. That's something I promise every one of our clients. The other way it's different is in the fact that if we do have a problem with a dog coming there, unfortunately, they're not welcome to come back. We're very strict on that. If we do have an issue, I'm sorry. It's not worth taking the risk with any dog.
Right.
So.
Right. Right. And are there minor infractions that need a little work and then other major infractions that get the red flag? Do we have a yellow and a red flag?
Sure. We certainly do. There's certain things that are just, we have a zero tolerance policy on, like fighting or biting.
Uh-huh.
Maybe we have a dog that's a little bit hyperactive, maybe a food change or classes or maybe more exercise along with their daycare is uh-huh. going to help alleviate those problems. Maybe it's something that just they need a training class.
Sure.
So we always try to work with each individual dog parent to figure out, you know, what's in the best interest of their personal dog.
And for that special dog, there are some overnight opportunities. Is that right?
Yes, we do offer boarding services. Our boarding is for dogs that are able to be in the daycare environment. We don't offer traditional boarding. It makes it nice because, especially if you're on an extended stay, your dog's not just locked up in a kennel.
Sure.
They still get freedom to be a dog. They get the access to our daycare during the day, so they're playing and interacting, being able to be outside when it's nice out, you know, play in the snow.
So you do have some outside space available.
We certainly
do. It's not just the very large indoor space?
Nope. Our outdoor area is also about 4,000 square feet.
Okay.
Part of it is sheltered.
Okay.
We do have 10-foot-high fences outside. I figured if a dog can get over a 10-foot-high fence, they deserve to be free.
It's not like reindeer. They don't fly.
No. Uh-oh. But I would say that's about right because I've seen dogs get over 6-foot fences, but...
Not 10.
10 feet, I thought... When I saw what 10 feet looked like, I thought, that's high enough.
Yeah, right.
I would agree with that. Now, Janice, let me ask this question because it's an observation I've seen with my dogs. Sometimes when the dogs are playing with each other, some of them may not have a natural tendency, but by seeing the other dogs do certain things, they begin to learn from the other dogs. What kind of experiences have you had in that way where, for example, my one dog who has ball drive that just won't quit, the other dog didn't really care about it, but then when he saw the one dog going after the ball, he said, hey, that looks like fun. Maybe I'll do the same thing. What kind of experiences do you have like that?
You know, I do find that the dogs pick up, especially in social skills with one another, and they do learn from one another.
Mm-hmm.
One of the things that we find with the daycare is a dog that's maybe shy, you know, maybe isn't really comfortable around other dogs or doesn't know exactly how to greet or socialize properly. Daycares can be a great... situation for them because it actually teaches them how to do that because they learn by observation, they learn by practice and having other dogs, you know, smelling them and showing them appropriate play and socialization skills. As far as the balls and the play goes, I've never really noticed a dog learning how to play. I think some dogs either like to play or some dogs don't.
Mm-hmm.
You know, what I tell people, sometimes not everyone goes to the park to play basketball or play in the playground equipment.
Mm-hmm.
Some people go to feed the birds and sit on the park bench and watch, you know, people rollerblade by. We have dogs from 5 months old to 14 years old that come. And the dogs that are 14, I'm certainly not going to expect to be jumping off the playground equipment.
No.
And if they did, I'd probably try to catch them so they didn't hurt themselves. You know, but we do find that as they get more comfortable, their little spirits come out. One of my favorite things to see is when we have a dog that comes in that's maybe a little bit afraid. You know, it's just like a kindergartner's first day of school, and they're a little bit shy, and they're not really sure if this is going to be fun or not, and it's an awful lot to take in. And after they've came like, you know, once, twice, three times, all of a sudden... You know, they're out there having a blast, you know, jumping and running and smiling.
Sure,
and
sure.
And I can't help but look at them and go, wait a minute, I thought you were scared, you know, and they're not scared anymore.
Well,
so that's one of my favorite things, especially those young dogs.
And for the parent that comes out and is it okay that they hang out sometimes just to see how it's working out?
You know, we don't actually like the parents to be sitting in the daycare area watching the dogs. And the reason for that is because dogs are kind of like kids.
Uh-huh.
As soon as mom and dad leaves, they're fine. You know, when mom and dad are still sitting there, they're like, don't leave me.
Yeah.
If I have an owner that's standing like in my holding area watching the dogs play, none of the dogs are going to play.
Sure.
Because
they're
all going to be staring at the stranger or they're going to be staring at their dog parent wondering, why are you on the other side of the fence? What we do though, is we do tours. A lot of times in the summertime, it's a lot easier for us to sneak people in and kind of show them what's going on in the outdoor area because we can spy on them without the dogs really realizing we're there. The best way to really experience daycare is to actually be that fly on the wall. All it takes is a little interruption for the dogs to act totally unnatural.
Uh-huh.
You know,
uh-huh.
because they're like stranger, danger, you know,
right.
barking at the fence or
so
at the
you
window.
Have a you get to have a special relationship with their pets then, right?
We really do.
Right.
We really
right.
do. We become an extension of the dog's family. I had one client one time tell me that he just thought it was so strange that his dog had this whole entire other life that he really didn't know that much about. You know, just like
yeah, you're right.
Your kids
you're
do
right.
at school, you know.
Right, right. And you just have to, as a parent, have faith that yep. it's all good.
Well, it's
separation anxieties.
Yeah, it's hard to know, think that your dog isn't having a time when they're pulling your arm out of the socket as they're trying to get through the door, you know.
Sure,
so
sure.
They can't
sure.
wait to come.
They kind of let you know.
They do. They do.
Interesting. Janice, how long has your business been there, and how long have you been involved with it? And is this something you always planned on doing, or did you just kind of fall into it?
Well, you know, that's a really good question, Lee. We've been in business for 10 years. We actually celebrated our 10-year anniversary in October of 2010. I got involved in the business back in 2001 because I had a puppy who was chewing up all my shoes, and I actually started out as a client. So I know firsthand the benefits of taking your dog to daycare. I actually got involved in the business the following year, and we custom built our facility that we're currently in and opened there in 2003. I bought the business in 2005. And we just celebrated 5 years of me owning the business back in December. And, you know, we're getting ready to have a great 2011. As far as the other part of your question,
I was asking how you kind of got involved with it. What was the motivation? And you're saying that you got to see it. But was this something that you always wanted to do?
You know, if somebody would have asked me back when I was in college, you know, when I was in my early 20s, if somebody had told me I was going to own a doggy daycare, I would have thought that they were crazy.
Mm-hmm.
I never would have guessed that I would have. But now I can't think of doing anything different. You know, I just love being my own boss. I enjoy being able to provide people the service that they really feel like they couldn't live without. You know, it just brings them a lot of joy.
Sure. And I suppose you had a job previous that required pretty fancy shoes.
Yes.
Now if the dog chews your shoes, it's not as big of an issue, is it?
Well, yeah, he's kind of outgrown that, too.
Oh, you know, there you go.
I do think that's
there
one of those behaviors that they do outgrow. And I also learned the best way to keep your dog from chewing your shoes is to keep your shoes where your dog can't get to them.
Oh.
So, you know.
Brilliant.
Right?
But
how
if you had have learned that ahead of time, you yes. never would have meandered into this whole pathway. So,
probably not.
Yeah, there you go.
Fantastic. Well, and Janice, let me ask this, because a lot of people might think that, well, you know, it might be nice, but not a big deal. I'm not gone that long. What's the big deal of the dog being home alone? Explain to our listeners what the benefits really are of having the dogs always around other animals and people, as opposed to being home alone in a house or an apartment or wherever someone might live.
Surely. Well, you know, one of the first misconceptions that people, I think, have when they think of doggy daycares, they think, geez, you know, I really don't want to take my dog there every day. And the first thing I always tell people is, I actually don't want your dog to come every day. The most we ever recommend a dog come is 3 times a week. Mm-hmm. And I only have a handful of clients that do that. Really, once or twice a week is perfect. What it does is it gets them out of the house. It makes their world a little bit bigger, beyond the backyard and a walk around the block.
Mm-hmm.
Secondly, it keeps them socialized with other animals. Third, it keeps them used to coming to our facility. That way, if you have an emergency, need to bring mm-hmm. your dog in for boarding, want to go on vacation, now all of a mm-hmm. sudden you have a place you can go where you're not going to have the guilt. You're not going to be, you know, on vacation on the beach in Florida worrying about your dog and feeling bad because he's locked up in a kennel.
Sure.
You know he's having fun as well.
And because he's had that day, you know, once a week, twice a week experience, now he's comfortable with that, even if it has to be every day for
exactly,
a couple
for
weeks.
A week or 10 days.
Sure.
I mean, I've had a dog stay for a month before. She did fine.
Sure.
Yeah, it makes it more like staying over at a friend's house rather than going to the kennel.
That's fantastic.
It, you know, going to camp instead of, you know, going to the kennel. So,
and as far as caring for the animal, I would assume that people bring their own food or bones or what have you.
You know, yeah, when dogs come for boarding, we have everyone bring their own supplies. I think it's important that, one, a dog stays with bedding and objects that they're familiar with. I think they're going to make them a lot more comfortable. Secondly, I never want to change their diet. We all know what that does, and that's just not a good idea. So many dogs have food allergies and sensitivities to different types of foods and fillers that I just think it's in the best interest for all the dogs that everyone brings their own food.
Now, how do you get the dogs to each eat their own foods?
We do feed them all separately. So when the dogs are for boarding, they are eating in their own kennels at night. At nighttime, they are. They do have their own space. It's a 4-foot by 6-foot space. They're in there long enough to eat, take a nap, and then they're in there later on that night for bedtime.
Okay.
Interesting.
And can you tell us a little bit about, we have a very short period of time here left, but I was hoping you could tell us a little bit about your grooming.
I certainly can. We do offer grooming services. Our grooming's a little unique in the fact that we only groom one dog at a time. Mm-hmm. We use only the best products. In fact, we use a lot of our products are actually made here in Michigan, which I like because I think it supports, the local state economy. Uh-huh. We don't use cage dryers. We do all our drying by hand, which allows us to inspect the dog's skin, which allows us to get more coat out. And I think it's a lot less stressful on the dogs. And then, of course, all of our groomings include haircut if a dog needs their haircut, nail trim, ear cleaning. We will express their anal glands. And you get to talk to the groomer specifically about what it is that you expect from your grooming services. So we try not to play that telephone game where you're going to tell me what it is you want your grooming, how you want your grooming done, and then hope that I tell the groomer exactly what it is that you want done. Sure. You get to talk to the groomer directly.
Right.
Yep, which I think is important.
Fantastic. We've been talking this morning with Janice Milligan, the owner of Doggy Daycare and Spa in Lansing. And Janice, I'm sure we could continue this conversation for a long period of time, but the clock has run out. So thank you so much for coming in. We really appreciate it.
Oh, no problem. Thank you, Lee.
I'd love to have you again.
Absolutely.
Thanks.
It's been our pleasure. And Rick, we're going to continue right here on the Mid-Michigan Pet Expert Talk Show on 1320 WILS.
Swag.